adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. When Doc Beard said he was leaving to visit an outlying section of his plantation, Kolo watched him very closely, but did not see him leave the house. This made Kitty and Kolo suspect that there is a secret tunnel under the house. They decided to investigate. Kitty made sure that the servants were having their siesta and then let Kolo in through the side door. They went down into the cellar where they found the clothes which Doc Beard left behind after changing into his tunnel clothes. Kitty and Kolo are determined to find the passage leading into the tunnel, despite their suspicions that Doc Beard may be in the cave and find them. They finally find a huge door, which they open, and realize that this leads to the long tunnel. Suddenly, Kolo extinguishes the lighted match.
Kolo, why did you blow out the match?
Quick, see, way down in tunnel. Light come. We go back quick. Hurry, Mrs. St. John. Maybe Doc Beard come.
Kolo. Kolo, this door, it won't open. Something has happened.
It be locked. Won't open.
We're trapped. Locked in. Oh, what'll we do, Kolo?
Here. Come quick, Mrs. St. John.
Oh, that must be Doc Beard returning. He'll find us here.
No. Back here, behind rock. Turn face so. No breathe.
I can't squeeze any further into this rocky ditch.
Good. He no see us. No breathe, please.
Pedro. Pedro. I want you to remain at my house and take care of some things for me.
He must, my hunters will find big white gringo. They no fail this time. They wait for night. Then they catch him while he sleeps.
I don't care when or how they get them, but they must get them, and soon. He's learned too much, and his friends, Miss St. John and that Hindu Kolo, have learned too much. That's why I'm bringing you back with me. I have plans for them.
See, I do what you say, Master. Kill them, then my hunters get gringo for you.
You've been promising to get Jungle Jim many times. I've almost lost patience with you. But for the present, I have another plan. I'll make Mr. Jungle Jim Bradley come to me when he learns that his friends are in my power and that they can't come to him.
Master, shoot. Master.
What is it, Pedro?
Quiet, Master.
Hear noise. Someone in tunnel.
Quiet. We'll listen. Ah, you must be mistaken, Pedro. Not a sound to be heard. Come on, we'll take care of my two guests upstairs. Open the door.
Master, got open.
Door no open.
That's funny. Someone must have closed the door from the other side. Get out of the way, Pedro. I have the key.
Oh, my heart was in my mouth, Kolo. For a moment, I thought we were caught.
Pedro have sharp ears. We very quiet.
What'll we do now, Kolo?
We go other way.
Into the tunnel?
Yes. No can go back. Doc Beard make plan to kill us. Me watch good from now on. Kill first, before Indians kill us. Come, Mrs. St. John. Maybe we must fight more Indians in tunnel. We get out other side, maybe. No can go back now. Come.
Yes, Kolo. You're right.
Careful, Missy. Better we don't use light. Rock have sharp edges.
I'll be careful, Kolo. Kolu.
Hmm? Yes, missy.
When you saw Jim last, how far from the house was he?
Not be far. Oh. We must find Tuan Jim. He know that Doc Beard not be friendly plantation owner, Kolu tell him. Oh. But he not know that Doc Beard is J7. We must tell Tuan Jim.
What's the meaning of closing that door? Where are my servants?
Maybe closed by mistake, Master.
Oh, that's impossible. If those idiots
don't... Master! Master! The white woman and dark man.
You mean Miss St. John and the Hindu man, Kolu?
Yes, Master. You find them?
Find them? What are you talking about? If you fat swine have allowed them to escape, you'll pay for it with your lives.
They think we sleep, Master. They're still down in the cellar. Open door, go in the tunnel.
Tunnel?
We close the door.
You mean to say they went down into the tunnel?
Yes, Master. We think you catch them.
Oh. That's why the door was closed. Then you did hear something, Pedro.
Si.
They're down in the tunnel and we passed them. Come, Pedro.
Si, Master.
The rest of you follow me. Light those torches. Hurry! They don't know their way in the tunnel. They'll stumble along, Pedro. We'll catch them. This time they won't get away.
Thus, while J7 and his men follow Kitty and Kolu into the tunnel and pursue them, several Indian hunters of Pedro's tribe have been instructed to get Jungle Jim during the night. Jim is known to be near the mouth of a cave which leads into the tunnel to Doc Beard's house. The warriors are gathered about and are chanting in their native custom. They implore their gods to deliver to them this white man who is wanted by the master. They beg to be made fearless against this gringo who seems to be an evil devil that strangely eludes them.
Gringo, gringo!
Load the barrels in poison handles! All arrows! Like big white hunter! He no more make trouble! Pedro say Master must have gringo now.
Manito. Warriors. Stop drums.
Stop them, stop them.
My warriors, I tell you, the white man is no god. Him man. Him sleep in tree. Find him sleep in tree. Him make him bed from boughs and fork in tree.
Take arrows, warriors. Come, quick.
Go, but
come, take
don't arrows, make warriors. Noise. Now we catch white hunter. We catch him sleep, like Pedro say.
And so Jungle Jim has been discovered by the Indians. Stealthily, the warriors close in on the white man who sleeps high up in the trees. Jim stirs instinctively, becomes aware of something strange. His senses are keyed to the dangers that are constantly threatening him. He remains quiet, opens his eyes.
Torches. They're no longer cautious. They must have me surrounded. Yep, they have. And I can see their beady eyes. There's no mistaking the threat in those eyes or those poison-tipped arrows either. I must move. Oh, no, boy, I've got to think of something. How many savages are there? Not many. I'll have to risk it before they get any closer. Let's see. There, above this notch, between this fork, it's my only chance against their deadly hail of poisoned arrows. Oh, that arrow almost hit my ear. Thank heavens for these large trees that act as my shields. Here's one for you, my friend. Ah, that makes one less. How many are there? Not quite even, my brave hunters. But we'll remedy that soon enough. Poor tree getting all those poisoned arrows through your bark. I wonder if I can get out of this into a safer spot. One of their arrows might find its mark. Ooh, that almost did. One of them should get me from the side. I'm a clay pigeon. Gosh, yes, I can't say I enjoy being a target. Oh, that one's got a dead beat on me, all right. I got him just in time. I'm lucky to be such a good marksman with a bow and arrow. Wow. That arrow struck my belt buckle and fell away. Talk about luck.
Wait! Stop, Manito! My arrow strike white hunter and it fall away! White man no hurt, no kill him! White man double! Or white man guard!
Well, they lost their nerve. That arrow striking my buckle and falling away without harming me is frightening them. Gosh, look at them. They're panicky. They're scattering as if they're being pursued by the very devil. Ah, good. Now I can hurry over the cave and follow the tunnel. It might take me to the leader of the saboteurs. No sound or light within me. I better not use any light either. I don't know who may be inside this tunnel. I've got to risk it. I've got to track him down. If I meet anyone on the way, I'll have to shoot first. Perhaps low at his legs. And hope it's that arch-fiend, J7. I can't take any more chances of hoping to catch him alive. Now, it's a matter of his life or mine. But I'd like to get him alive, so that he can be forced to reveal the others who may be working for him to sabotage the Panama Canal.
And meanwhile, as Jungle Jim advances into the cave, determined to track down J7, Kitty and Kolo are rushing straight at him.
Wait, Mrs. St. John. See, far off in tunnel.
Is that a light, Kolo?
Yes, someone come. Maybe more Indians.
We can't turn back. Doc Beard and his men are chasing us from behind. Oh, we're surrounded.
No place in rock to hide.
What'll we do?
We go straight for light. This time we shoot them. We must get out.
And so with Doc Beard and the Indians hastily pursuing them, Kitty and Kolo rush on ahead toward the faint light, little dreaming that the one they're determined to shoot out of the way is none other than their friend, Jungle Jim Bradley. It looks as if these three separate forces may meet head on in a dynamic climax. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. Why, the whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.